You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's start with the Midwest and the Corn Belt. What does harvest progress look like in the next several days, please?
Well, we have a couple of frontal systems that are going to impact the region. It will produce a little bit of rain, but it's not going to be the kind of rain we've had in past weeks where we've had big soakings that have lasted forever and ever. These will be a couple of quick-moving systems. It looks like this first little system is actually falling apart here today for the eastern Midwest. We'll see some showers occurring tonight and tomorrow. Some new development, though, will occur out across the western Corn Belt as we go into the day tomorrow, and that will set the stage for rain tomorrow into Friday. For the western Corn Belt and to a lesser degree in the Ohio River Basin area, we're actually going to see a good 10 days to maybe 2 weeks of dry weather from the Ohio River Valley area southward through the Delta and into the interior parts of the southeastern U.S., so really good conditions there. Once we're done with this frontal boundary in the Midwest, I don't think there's going to be another decent-sized rain event for at least a week after that. A couple of wimpy little showers, but that's going to be about it.
And then if you could take a quick look at Hurricane Matthew, seems to be acting a bit erratically.
Yeah, the forecast has been pretty consistent the last week or so about it coming close to Florida and then going up towards the Carolinas. Well, in the last 24 hours, we've seen a lot of very strange forecasts coming out of the models. At midday today, the storm was suggested to move up, actually move over land in northeastern Florida at some point on Friday. It then kind of turns back out along the coast of South Carolina and then makes a big loop back towards Florida again. And the crazy model that we got at midday today even took it out into the Gulf of Mexico. And I don't know. There seems to be some kind of magic going on here. I'm not quite sure what it's all about. But the bottom line is that there is no good long-range forecast for Matthew. I think we can expect it to move up the coast of Florida on Friday. There will be a lot of wind and rain there. We think the crops are going to be okay in Florida, but we do want to keep a close eye on it. And what happens to it after Friday is really up for a lot of debate. I do think the Carolinas will get some rain from it, but it'll be something worth watching very closely.
Let's go further south and look into the competition in Argentina and Brazil.
Yeah, last night we got a good rain to occur across parts of Argentina. They've been kind of limping along for a while here with not very good rain in the west and north part of the country. Some of the wheat country has been really dry and stressed for those crops because of it. And the rain that occurred last night, it probably ranged from 0.3 inch to about 1 1/3 inch and across most of the production area. A couple of spots did a little bit better. And we've got a couple of other rain events coming up over the next 10 days. So Argentina, from a wheat perspective, is going to see improvement. We will see some better planting conditions for corn and sunseed as well. So I think Argentina for a while here is going to move in the right direction. Brazil, I think everything looks really good there. The rains are going to be mostly in the north, up in center west and center south Brazil for this next week. And then in the following week, we'll see the rains more focused on southern Brazil. There's going to be some chatter out there in the marketplace about southern Brazil not getting much rain in this first week, but I don't think we have to worry about it. I do think rains will be back there in the not-so-distant future.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.